תף סמך, מסכת יומא, תף שין סמך וב. כל מעשה יום הכיפורים, האמור על הסדר. All of this, well, this is one way of reading the Mishnah, as a statement. And it's all ma'aseh of Yom HaKippurim above listed, ha'amur, is al ha'seder. The way in which it was presented is ma'akev. Another way of reading it is, kol ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim ha'amur al ha'seder, all of the above seder of the ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim is ma'akev, in that in hikdim ma'aseh l'chavero lo asaklum. So that if you change the seder in any way, you did something later, earlier, that was supposed to be done later, then it wasn't yotze, you'd have to go back and do it again in order. For instance, let's say yikdim dama sayur la dama par, you'd have to go back, yachzor v'yasevi dama sayur la'acha dama par. You'd have to redo the akravas dama par, and only then do the dama sayur. Imar shelo gamar matanot shebifnim nishpach adam. Let's say before you finished all of the matanot shebifnim, so that now the dam was spilled out, you have to start all over again. The matanot bifnim, yavi dam acher, v'achzor b'tchila bifnim. You have to do the same thing in order. V'chein be'echal, you'd have to do the same thing in the echal in front of the parochet, and you'd have to do the same thing. Let's say if you finished even the parochet, now you come to the mizbeach hazahav, you lose the dam before you're able to complete. You'll have to bring a separate parvasayir, start over again. Because this is shekulam kapara bifnei atzman. The truth is that you might have thought that we'd have to look at it as all one long kapara, l'fnai v'lefnim, l'fnim, mizbeach, and start over again from the l'fnai v'lefnim. But that's not true. Each one is a separate kapara, because each one is listed separately. L'fnai mikaperes hakodesh, l'fnai mizbeach, so each one is listed as a separate kapara. And therefore, as long as you finish unit A, l'fnai v'lefnim, Unit B, the Matanot Shebeichal. Unit C, the Mizbeach HaZohar. Each one in its place. So then you would be Yotzi. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Umrim, this even what you said wasn't true. Mimakom Shepasak, because did not finish the entire Kapora. You just start back over again. Bring another carbon, start from the beginning. Continue from where you brought. So you don't, you bring a new carbon, you need a dam. You have to start from the beginning. The second par, sayur, takes the place of the one that was already nishkat and nikra. And therefore you start from where you had broken off, at whatever point that was. Mimokom shepasak, misham humatchil. Tana rabbanu, kol ma'aseh yom ha'kippurim ha'amur al ha'seder, im hikdim ma'aseh l'chaviru lo asa klum. So says the Mishnah. The Brisa now expands this as a machlokas. Amar Rav Yehuda, when do we say lo asa klum, and that the very order of the Mishnayos that we had before is ma'akid? That's only bidvarim ha'na'asim bibigdei lavan mibifnim. This is only those things that the Kohen Gadol would have to do wearing bigdei lavan, and even then only if he is lifnim. Now at this point we believe that means lifnai v'lifnim. So in other words, only if he's doing the matanos, the k'teres, which is inside of the Kodesh HaKadosh. Later on we'll see, depending on which drasha we use, that actually what Rebuta means is bifnim in heichal. Anyone in heichal, not necessarily Kodesh HaKadosh. Aval, dvarim ha'nasim bigdei lavan mi bachutz, that which he's doing, even wearing bigdei lavan, but he's not doing it in the heichal itself, then that's the seder of the mission is not ma'akim. Im yikdim ma'aseh l'chaviro, then b'diavad, ma'ashasasu, if he did it already, he would be yotze. Omer, so this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechem Yomer. Rabbi Yechem says, no. Let's read it like this. Bamedvorim amurim, when does the Mishnah say that it's ma'akev the Seder? Bidvorim ha'na'asim bibigdei lavan. Period. As long as he's wearing those bigdei lavan, I don't care whether it's bifnim, mibachutz. Bei mibifnim, mei mibachutz. It's only the dvorim ha'na'asim bibigdei zahav mibachutz. So then, as long as it's done the big day lavan, even if it's avedas that are done outside, it's in hagrola or the vidui, all those things are done outside. For that matter, even the shirich shirayim. No, he's being mazmir. Hematay, Rabbi is being mazmir, and the famous is being mazmir. Amed Mar Mamuri. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, you should know that shnei mikra chadashu. Both of them actually learn out their shita from one pasuk. Vayta zot lachem lechukat olam achat b'shana. What's the meaning of achat b'shana. So where does it say? I mean, of course, the word chukat olam is very important, because chukat olam is the makor of the dinat b'niavad, it's ma'akev, right? Wherever it says chukat, unless of course the Torah repeats it. Again, this is prakoshin. So the Torah repeats it, it's ma'akev. Or if it says chukat, then it's ma'akev. So here's where it says chukat. But note that it says chukat together with the word achat b'shana, which implies, where is the din of chukat olam? On those things that are done achat b'shana. But what exactly do we mean by achat b'shana? So Rabbi Yehuda savar makom shemutchaprim bo pa'am achat b'shana. It means the place where we do a kapora once a year. On that it says chukat. But on other things, such as the heichal, doesn't say achat b'shana. It's only the fly of the flim that it says achat b'shana. So all the other things, even though they're done the bigdei lavan, that can be done, doesn't say chukah, that can be done b'diavad, it can be done in the out of order. Rabbi Nechemia says, no, it doesn't mean mokum, shemitchaprim bo pa'amachat. What it means is dvorim hamitchaprim be'en pa'amachat. Those things, whether it's the mokum that you're in, or the special clothing that you're using, all of that's uniqueness, whatever is unique, achat b'shana, so the Kohen Gadol should wear bigdei lavan is unique. The avodas that he's doing in that fashion are being done by something that's never done before. Remember that the beged defines the nature of the kuna of the Kohen. He's not wearing the begonim, he's not a Kohen. In kunato alav. So that means he has a unique kapora. So therefore, why does it say necessarily the place? Why should be done in the place? It's a different uniqueness. Achat b'shana doesn't say where. Says the Gemara, you know something, that's a very good point. I mean, to Rabbi Yehuda, Mokum Ketiva, where does it say according to Rabbi Yehuda the place? How does he have a right to say that Achat B'Shana is a din in Mokum? Ela Hainu Daima to Rabbi Yehuda, we made a mistake. What Rabbi Yehuda was actually basing it on was like this, Ketiv is Zot, Uktiv Achat. And we're saying that the word Zot is itself telling me something that the Chukah. And then it says achat, meaning only on one of them, and not on the other. So chad l'me'ute bigdei lavan b'bachutz, v'chad l'me'ute bigdei zahav. So therefore, one is coming to tell me, any bigdei lavan that has been done b'chutz, or anything that's done bigdei zahav, even if it's done uniquely, could be very unique, and things, I mean, we never do a vidui, we on a soyer mishaleach, we never do a hagrola, and so on. Doesn't matter. There the Torah is coming to tell me to be mamayit those things. And chad l'me'ute bigdei zahav, in which case, anything done b'chutz would not be included. Whereas Rebbe Nechemia says, no. Chad l'me'ute bigdei zahav, that's true. Why? What right do you have to say that chad l'me'ute bigdei lavan b'chutz? Chad l'me'ute shirayim, the lo ma'akve. One is coming to tell me that the shirayim, and indeed, take a look at the Mishnah. Well, what's the Mishnah say? Mishnah says that if you finished the Matanei Shebifnim, and then it was Mishpach Adam, so that's okay, then you do the Matanei Shebifnim. How could it be okay? What about the Shirayim? And the Shirayim only put on the Mishpach after you finish everything. So the Maisa, no matter where you stopped any time before the Shirayim, when you walked out, you didn't finish whatever you were doing. Because the Shirayim aren't only set on the last group, it's the Shirayim of all of these Matanis. So the implication here would be, Lechaira, that the Shirayim are not Ma'akev. So, therefore, it says, how do I know that Shirayim would not be Ma'akev? One of these psukim comes to tell me that the Shirayim are not Ma'akev. So I don't have an extra pasuk to tell me that Big Day Lama B'chutz is not Ma'akev. Big Day Zahav is not Ma'akev, and the Shirayim that are mentioned in Yom Kippur is not Ma'akev. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? Why would you have a pause? If you hold that it's ma'akve, ima'akve, ma'akve. In other words, if you're going to tell me that other things that would be done b'chutz are ma'akev, which I don't agree. But if you hold that things that are done b'chutz are ma'akev, so what right do you have to tell that you're going to signal out now, shirayim, shirayim should also be ma'akev. If you admit that I'm right, and that Dvorim and Asim b'chutz are not ma'akev, like everything else is done b'chutz. What are we saying now? We'll say, no, it doesn't mean avodas b'chutz, it means shirayim b'chutz. What's shirayim? It's either or, either it's b'chutz or it's not b'chutz. Who gave you the right now to focus on shirayim? Kiditanya. Now the Maisa, this machlokas is in general a machlokas, because Rabbi Yehuda in general holds that shirayim have a din basically of matanis. So therefore, if you're going to tell me that the chukah that's written is a reference to matanis, it has to be a reference to the shirayim also. Get it, Tanya. The chilami kaperes hakodesh. So here it says chilami kaperes hakodesh was a moed, was a mizbeach. Now it's time to move on. Now we're going to do the avodas on the soyrachai. Okay, now what does that mean? Chilami kaperes hakodesh im kiper kila. If you finish the kapara, then you've done your job. Lo kiper lo kila. However, if you didn't finish all of the elements of the aforementioned kapara, then you didn't finish. You'll have to go back and redo it. So says Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi Yehuda, well, I don't know. Why are you reading it like that? Why don't you read it like this? Why can't we say the way we read it is, im kila, if you finish doing every last thing you have to do, so then kiper. But im lo kila lo kiper. If you didn't finish everything you have to do, then you weren't mechaper. Meaning, im chisar achat min ha-matanot lo asav lo klum. That if anything would be missing, so then you wouldn't be yotzei. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Sounds like the same thing. So it's about focus. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What's the difference? Chan amar, one on the arm says there's no difference. It's just a question of mashmut dorshim. What is the way to read the pasuk correctly? Is it that kila is a reference to the maisim that you're doing, and the kippur is now the result of the maisim that you're doing, like Rabbi Yehuda's time? Or the kippur is basically the maisim that you're doing with the dam, and the kila is that you're finished needing to do whatever you did? But the other man, the Omer, says, no, it's a tremendous difference. If you read it the way Rabbi Akiva read it, so im kiper kila means what? If you did the ika kapara of the dam, so then you're finished. What do you mean I'm finished? And what about the shirayim? No, that's the whole point. Even though you didn't bring the shirayim, you're finished. In other words, if you threw out the shirayim in the garbage pail, you'd also be finished. So what would that teach me? Shirayim lo ma'akve. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, why read it that way? Why not read it? It's coming to tell me a big kiddush. Im kilav. You did every last possible thing, including shvicha shirayim, then kiper. But if you didn't finish everything I told you to do, including the shvicha shirayim, lo kiper. So then it would be a very significant machlokas. And then, so that ties in exactly to what the discussion was here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you don't have a right to single out shirayim, say that there is something else. If the Maisa shirayim is part of the Aveda, that's makif, so then it's makif. If not, it's not makif. Wait a minute. Rabbi Yochanan was the one, let's go back, not the Rabbi Yochanan, we're not talking about the Rabbi Yochanan we just said. We're talking about Rabbi Yochanan Rabban Allah. Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnei, Amigrech, Adorshu, etc., etc., right? So in other words, how did we come out, Aliba the Rabbi Yochanan, who explained the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nechemiah? We came out that the Rabbi Nechemiah was saying, Chad l'mutah b'dezav, v'chad l'mutah shirayim d'lo ma'akah. That was the end result. Problem is that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that Rabbi Nechemiah actually wrote Shirayim Armach. It's a big problem, because now over here we're saying that Rabbi Nechemiah is good for the one who dashed the pasuk Shirayim Armach. Because, I mean, even though on the surface it doesn't seem to have anything to do with our sugya, which interesting is that Rabbi Nechemiah in Zvachim said that if somebody brings Shiyori Adam, he brings them chutz of the Beis HaMikdash, that he would be chayef. It's considered to be an aveda, apparently. There's normally, if you do something that's not ma'akid, you do it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. What wouldn't have been ma'akid if you hadn't done it at all in the Beis HaMikdash? It's not called aveda b'shebechutz. But Rabbi Nechemiah says, if you take shirayim, you pour them out outside of Beis HaMikdash, it is considered to be aveda b'chutz. Said Rabbi Yochanan over there in Zvachim, Tana Rabbi Nechemiah, Kedivrei Omer shirayim ma'akid. But Kufa, that's the whole point of Rabbi Nechemiah saying. If Rabbi Nechemiah is saying this, oh, never mind. Then he holds that shirayim are ma'akev. So how could he come out over here that the whole machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah, is whether I have a pasuk tell me shirayim or ma'akev? Gosh, I mean, that's that indeed is proper. If I told
you, maybe I'm checking. Responsibility, Rabbi. I was asked by the president of the OCHA team, but I forgot that he wasn't here until he just did it. So please, ask the president.
Please don't tell the president.
What was it? Presidential dispensation?
That's what I mean now.
We won't say anything. Omar Rebbe Hanina. Now, this is very strange. If you did the chafina, where do you do the chafina? Chafina you do b'chutz. If you did the chafina b'chutz, and you did this before you did the shkita zapar, remember the correct way to do the shkita zapar, he hands it over, somebody stirs the blood, keeps stirring, while he goes and takes care of the ktoret. Suppose you did over here the chafina shelo kesidran. So what he's saying is, you did it before the shkita, you wouldn't be yotze. But the problem is that doesn't work out according to anybody. Himan? It can't. Who's it working about? It doesn't work out a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda. The Lord Rabbi Yehuda, but he's coming along now, asking the pashtes that Rabbi Yehuda, since it's being done by chutz. He would hold. No, of course not. I feel the same with Yehuda. Sir, pnim kipnim. He doesn't mean literally where the coin is situated at the exact moment that he does that aveda. What he means is an aveda that is done bifnim. So it's over here. The aveda sakteira is certainly done bifnim. That's not the question. Of course, it's done with me. The question over here is that I have to do the chafina in order to do the aveda shebifnim. But that's also not okay. So that's considered to be an aveda shebifnim, since it's a big day love. So that even Rav Yehuda would agree to. So now, imad shelo gamar matanot shebifnim nishpach adam yavi dam acher v'yachzor v'yazeh b'tchila mibifnim. Now, something's wrong with the Mishnah the way you understood it. It says if you didn't finish giving the matanes, the dam spilled, you have to start over again all of the matanes. But according to this, it's not possible. Because then that means we're canceling the first part. We're now bringing another part. If I do the shkita sapar now, what happened to the k'teres? Now the k'teres ended up being done before the Shkita Sapar. You said that a k'teres that is brought here, that is chafun, before the Shkita Sapar is ma'akev. And here the Mishnah doesn't say a word about needing to redo the chafina. All it says is you have to redo the Shkita. So apparently it's not a problem that the chafina is out of order. The imita. Huh?
He has to do the Shkita.
Yeah, but how does it. Of course he has to do the Shkita. How do you get blood without doing the Shkita? But he'd have to also do the kafina according to this. If we're going to rely on the original kafina, then that means that the kafina that I'm relying on was done before the new shkita. If you do kafina before shkita sapar, it's possible, he said. So why doesn't it say, imita, if you're right, yachzor v'yachpon, and then you should start off with kafina, new kafina that's done before the new shkita over here. So after the new shkita over here. So yachzor v'yachpon, mivoyle. So the Yechinami, obviously he has to. Mishnah's not coming to tell me every last thing he has to do. I mean, the Mishnah's just telling me, you're going to need to have the dam. I understand with my own brains, if I need to have the dam, then obviously I can't rely on the original Shkita. Which case, of course, I mean, I'll have to go ahead and do new Chafina after I do the Shkita. B'ktoret lo kamari, he wasn't coming to address everything like the K'teres. Of course I'm going to have to go and bring a new K'teres after I do the Shkita of the new part. That doesn't need mentioning. Omarula, Sa'ir, Shishakato, Kodam, Matan, Dama, Shapar, Lo, Asav, Aloklo. What's more is if you went ahead and you did the Shkita of the Sa'ir before the original Dam of the Par, then you weren't Yotze. You'd have to bring now another Sa'ir. Wait a minute. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, Hikdim Dam HaSa'ir, the Dam HaPar. If you first brought the Dam HaSa'ir, the only way I know of to bring the Dam HaSa'ir is by shechting it. So, I mean, in other words, obviously, if I was marked in the Dam HaSa'ir, the Dam HaPar, I shechted the Dam HaSa'ir before, bringing the Dam HaPar, right? Nonetheless, all the Mishnah says that I have to do is, Yachzor v'yazeh midam HaSa'ir acha Dam HaPar. All it says is you got to do is you have to take the dam and you have to put it on again now. The first time you were in Yahrzeit because you did it before you did the Dhamma Bar. He said, what good is that? I'm going to have to bring a whole other Sayyid. I'm going to have to do the Shkita as a Sayyid. And I can't rely on the original Dham because that Dham was the Dham of a Sayyid that was Nishkat before I brought the Dhamma Bar. The same problem. Over here you can't say the Sayyid Lokamari. What are you going to say? So the Yavimita Yahzov Yishkot me violate. Why doesn't it say you have to Shech the Bar again? Tirgama Ula said, Ula, very poshut. Who said we're talking about the first Matanot? Maybe we're talking about the Matanot Shebechal. If we're talking about the Matanot Shebechal, obviously I already shekhed the Sayer. It's what I always do. I bring the Dhamma Par. Then I go out and I shek the Sayer. And I bring the Dhamma Sayer Lefnei Lefnim. Now I have the two Dhammi. Now I go into the Echal. I have to first bring the Dhamma Par and then bring the Dhamma Sayer. Instead, says the Mishnah, what if I brought the Dhamma Sayer first? Obviously after Shita, as it was supposed to be. So there, I should give it again after the Par. What's the problem? But Enochinami, if it was referring to the Dham Lefnai Lefnim, I would have had to say Yishkot HaSoyer because I wasn't Yotzin. B'fein Omar Rabbi Achas B'matanot Shebeichal. Of course, the Mishnah at this point has moved on to the Matanot Shebeichal, not the Matanot Lefnai Lefnim. Or, the way the Meiri reads it, therefore, explains Rabbi Yehuda Eimatai, Midvorim anasim bevidei lavan mibifnim. Aval, Midvorim anasim bevidei lavan mibachutz. Im ikdim maaseh lechaviro, ma sheasa asui. Even if it would be in the Eicha. It's not lefnai velefnim. Rabbi Nechemya omer, ma medvorim amurim midvorim anasim bevidei lavan, anywhere. Beimi bifnim, beimi bachutz. Aval dvorim anasim bevidei zahav, there, they're all done bachutz. Ma sheasa asui. Om Rabbi Yochanan, v'shnehem mikrei echad darshu, v'ayta zot lachem, v'chukat olam l'chapel b'nei Yisrael mikol chatotam, achat b'shana. So that chukat olam is only on those things which it says achat b'shana. So if you this of us, what's achat b'shana? Makom shemitkaprim bo pam achat b'shana. Where is that? The flag of the thing? The only places you can go into only once a year. Rabbi Nechemya Savana means any unique kapara, dvarim amet kaprim behen. You're wearing unique begadim. So it's unique. Achas b'shana, you wear these begadim. So those begadim, amet kaprim behen, is also pamachat b'shana. Therefore, anything done with b'gidei lavan, you're going to be ma'ak. Has the Gemara told Rabbi Yehuda, where is the same thing about makom? And a high no time at Rabbi Yehuda, k'tiv zot. Both of these things are important. And Rabbi Nechemya says, you're right about the Big Day Zahav, but the other one isn't coming to tell me Big Day Lavan Bachutz isn't included. It's coming to tell me Shirayim. Shirayim isn't included in Zahav. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I didn't make up your mind. I mean, if you hold Shirayim is an Avodah Chashuvah, Ma'akvah, so it would be Ma'akvah, why not? V'lo Ma'akvah, lo Ma'akvah. Well, what a special pasuk to tell me it's separate din for Shirayim. Kiritanya, v'chilah mikaperes HaKodesh, im kiper kilayim lo kiper lo kilah de Rabbi Akiva. Omar lo Rabbi Yehuda, why say it that way? V'pnei ma'a lo nomar, im kilah kiper, im lo kilah lo kiper, meaning shim kiser achat mikolam atanot lo asa v'lokum. The amrina may be nayu, Rabbi Yochanan and Rishuv and Levi argue. Chad omer mashmaut dorshim b'nayu, v'chad omer shirayim akvei k'b'nayu. But wait a minute, so you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan comes out saying that I'll leave it to Rabbi Nechemya, shirayim aren't ma'akvei. Yamar Nechemya, okay. Vom Rabbi Yochanan Tana Rabbi Nechemya, when he says in Zvokim that you're going to be chayiv for Avodas Chutz on bringing Shiore Adam Bachutz, that's Kedivre Oimer Shirayim Armakve. Kash. Om Rabbi Chanina, Ketoret Shechafna Kodem Shkitato Shapar, Lo Asava Lo Klon. Yamandalok Rabbi Yehuda, Dik Rabbi Yehuda. Omar ki ktiva fuka bedvarim anasim migelavim bifnim only hudir ktiva. No, afilotem Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the chafina, being as its tzorech pnim, is considered to be bedilavim bifnim, even though physically it's performed bachutz, and that's kifnim dami. It's not im atchelo gamar matanot shebifnim. Nishpach Adam, Yavi Dam Acher VeYachzor VeYaseh B'Tchila MiBifnim. The problem is that im ita, that it's correct to say that Ktoret, that you were chofen before the Shkita, is possible. So then if you're going to redo the Shkita, you should have to redo the Chafina. So im ita Yachzor VeYachpon MiBoyle. Answers Gemara Yachinami, you do. But Ktoret Otom Ha'ereh. Omar Ula, Sa'ir Sheshachato, Kodem Matan Damosha Par, Lo Asavaloklu. Oh yeah, what about the Mishnah that says, Higdim Dama Sa'ir Dama Par? All you have to do is to be Yachzor V'yaze Midama Sa'ir Acher Dama Par. But according to what you said, V'imita Yachzor V'yishchot V'yitein V'yboyle, right? You'd be right if we were talking about Aveda Lifnai Velifnim. We're talking about Avodot Shebechal, the Matanot Shebechal, the Kenom Rabbi Afas, the Matanot Shebechal. We're over there, of course. You had already shechted the Sir, I should hope. How else did you finish the Matanot Shebechal Lifnai Velifnim? So now you have the boat dummy in front of you.